So moving on from the pain itself to a way to stop the pain, Adrian Lisecki has written in to ask how morphine actually works to kill pain off. Katrina, what do you think?
Yeah, well, morphine is one of the most famous painkillers, and it's an opioid drug, which means it's a cousin of the ancient drug opium, which has been used socially and in medicine for thousands of years. And these drugs bind to the opioid receptors, which are on the surface of nerve cells, and that sets off a chain of chemical reactions inside the cell, which ultimately causes the cell membrane to be less excitable, meaning that nerve cells become sluggish and don't fire so many impulses. So morphine can dull pain by silencing nerves in the spine that carry pain signals, but it also has complex effects in the pain processing areas in the brain. And morphine receptors are found on nerves all over the body. So the problem is that putting a damper on all of these nerves can do more than just kill the pain. So to take one example, the nerves that supply the muscles in the gut are slowed down by morphine, causing constipation and then all the other side effects due to sluggish nerves, basically.
So this is why people who are on morphine for long terms need to find other alternatives, not to mention, of course, the fact that it's really very addictive.
Exactly.